Hello everyone and happy Monday, or I can give you that ciao bello, you know, like Billy D. Williams and Mahogany. If y'all don't know about that, y'all need to go back and watch Mahogany with Diana Ross. Just saying, I know I'm showing my age, but Billy D. Williams back then was the bee's knees. But anyway, I digress. Happy Monday. How is everyone? I hope y'all are doing all right. As I mentioned before, this little, we're calling this Waitha's Life Cast, has been pre-recorded. But it's for Monday, August 17th. So I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone had a good week. And, you know, I know that things aren't perfect. There's a lot of turmoil and unrest in the world, but I just want, you know, everyone to try to stay calm and not have that anxiety. I know I have a lot of anxiety, hence reading to the end of this blog for my 52 list of calm. I am still doing it. I'm still working through it. I'm still recording. I'm just trying to keep up with all of the wonderful things. So if you read to the bottom, it will be list 20. Last Monday was list 16. And the reason why I jump ahead like that, and yeah, I am prepared, but you know, I'm reading as I go. But the reason why I jump ahead like that, because some of these lists ask things like, for example, list of foods and drinks that soothe you. I'm not going to include that because I don't think that it's important. It is important in your journey, but it's not important in what I want to do. And I don't want this to actually take a year, even though it's 52 weeks in a year and it's supposed to be a year of. I think what really bogged me down when I did the 52 list for happiness is that I went through every single exercise, and I should have just skipped those little kind of unsubstantial ones and moved on to the ones that were more meaty. So this will be list 20 if you continue to read to the bottom, and that's that. So let's see what is going on. So I am continuing to post on my other blog, which is the Doll Place Project. That link is also listed, and that is where I'm working on a diorama for my dolls. For those of you all that don't know what a diorama is, but I think you know what a diorama is. These are dolls that are collectibles, but I originally purchased them when I took one of my very many photography courses, and I was looking for something to purchase that didn't have Mattel on the back of it. And if you know about toys, there are copyright issues with toys and capturing those name brands in pictures. So I was adamant on finding a doll that was customizable, and that's what these dolls are. But you know, I can talk about that some other time. That's not why I'm here. So last week, let's see, last week, each week is getting a little bit better. I'm a little less antsy, maybe. I don't know if it's the same or it's less. Still experiencing the same problems here, and I've tried to, you know, listen to God and what he's trying to tell me. And what he's trying to tell me is that you don't need to be here. And I mentioned that before. This is not where I was supposed to land. I see that. I understand that. It's in my noodle and I know what I need to do. So I have been, last week especially, looking at lenders now, because I would prefer to have my loan for my home secured before I go looking and get attached to something. I would like to have my loan secured, my funds secured. There are some grants and programs that I qualify for, being single, being of a certain income, and being a first-time home buyer. So it is very scary. It does give me more anxiety and stress, but it's the good kind of stress because this is something that I want to do. And so I am still moving forward with trying to save as much as I can and trying to pay things down and get on that good foot, hence me opening my Poshmark shop, where it's just basically I'm just putting up for sale things in my home that I am not using. And you know, this is like a garage sale, but garage sales are for a purpose. Originally, it was just something therapeutic to do, but I've actually made a couple of sales, so go me. And I don't want to put burden on this shop to fulfill a function. Right now, it's just a means of me clearing out some things, and what better way than to get rid of it cheaply and pass it on to someone who's going to use it, and at the same time, hopefully being able to use that to pay some of my credit card debt down. So that's going. So let's see, I've talked about the other blog, the Poshmark store. What else? My book reading has slacked. You know, I am determined to finish this Goodreads list. I am determined. And I think if I get on a plan, 45 minutes a day to read my book. This is a short book. It's like 400 pages. I should be able to knock that out. But my brain is working overtime and I'm doing so many things, but I think it's about time that I've you know, slowed down a little. I've had literally no vacation. I haven't really been out. It's been these walls for a long time, and I know that I need to change my surroundings. It's just a little harder now, and because I'm trying to save money, I can't be okay with spending it, but at the risk of my sanity, it's probably not a big deal for me to get out and do something. So yeah, let's see, so what else? The blog is actually, my stats look good. I never talk about that because we know that that's not important. And I know people do things for a lot of years and they just do it because they love it and because they have a need to be fulfilled. They want to educate people. They want to talk. You know, they want their voice to be heard. And I get all those things. And I definitely understand what that's about, blogging for a whole lot of years and not looking at stats and not looking at numbers and going, why is nobody listening to me? But people are. And I'm thankful for each and every person that takes the time out of their day to browse a page or look at a DIY or, you know, pay attention. What else is going on? My TV watching is out the box. And I will admit that it calms my anxiety in a way, but it's also way too much TV. So I finished Homecoming season 1 and 2. I finished Gilmore Girls, the first one, which is 7 seasons. That's a lot. I'm working on Hunters on Amazon, as well as a few other things, probably that I shouldn't be, but it just helps me. And also my home shows, which are constant reruns. Do you all look at Hometown or Good Bones on HDTV? Man, beautiful, beautiful homes. Got me thinking that I need to be moving to Indianapolis or Mississippi somewhere. That's where the $100,000 homes are. I know that's kind of like moving backwards, so we will get into that. But right now, that is all that's going on. I think I've already shared that my job just talked about us not going in till January, and we are moving to all virtual everything and what that means. We're still working, you know, through that. And so far, that's it. Oh, and I know I talked about homes. Have I found any homes? I have found several homes, all out of my price range. I have found homes, taken a virtual tour, fallen in love, and looked at that price tag and said, now, you know, nobody's going to, you're not going to get a loan for that. And if you could, you wouldn't be able to handle it. It would be too much. But I've seen so many cute bungalows and things like that. But I have to consider more than just the home itself. I have to consider location, because when we are out and about and when we do go back to work, I have to consider commuting and how long it would take to commute. And I preferably would like to stay in the state of Virginia, because it's just, it's easier. It's not that Maryland doesn't have that first time home buyer program. Most states do. But I think I'm looking at staying here. But also it, probably would work to my advantage to look outside of here. One thing about Virginia, you don't get a lot for your money. You can take a house in Virginia, pluck it down in Maryland, and we're talking $20,000 to $100,000 cheaper. That's what we're looking at. So I don't know. It's just the, you know, all the things that I'm considering. So more on that front. I have time. I don't need to find a house right now. I have time. I have time to pin down my location, make sure that location is accessible for both of us, and all of those wonderful things. So other than that, that is it. I have included a link for my Poshmark store in the bottom of the blog, as well as the Morris Seal Journals project, Happiness and Calm. I've included that. I've included a link to my Dollhouse, Doll Place Project blog, my other blog on WordPress. So, you know, take a look at that. Follow me over there. what else? You know, I don't talk about Instagram much because I don't post that much on Instagram. It's just one of those things where it's extra work for me, but I do have, you know, Instagram on both, so you can check me out on der. Other than that, I'm going to wrap this up, trying to keep them quick, short, sweet, all those wonderful, wonderful things. But anyway, that's going to do it for this Monday. I hope everyone has a blessed week. I hope you have an abundant week, a week filled of abundance and happiness and joy. Take that into account when you do what you do. I had almost forgot to actually add in my question of the week. Now, this is a question that's just for you. My daughter and I have not planned our weekly activities yet for that coming week. But I am going to pose to you a question of the week. So my question of this week for you is, how do you judge a person? Think about that. How do you judge a person? That is your question for the week. Think about it, write it down, comment, do what you like, but chew on that. Gnaw on that for a while. You know, carry that round with you. But anyway, that's going to do it, folks. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening today. And as I always say, know thyself.